This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Let's get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. The Cats are back on the ice side against the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are red hot right now. Both teams playing some good hockey tonight at Amerant Bank Arena, blood rivals. Even Ryan Lomberg lets you know the last game. He goes, I love the palm trees and sunshine, but I bleep and hate these guys. That doesn't leave you. So we will see tonight what the Cats have in store for Tampa Bay.
Dan hated them a little bit more. They lost 6-0.
Well, yeah. I mean, he lost 3-0 to them and then 3-0 to the Cats. So 6-0 over the trip to Florida. Okay.
Yeah,
but it is, of course, tonight the Cats making the debut of Seth Jones, who they just traded for from the Chicago Blackhawks. Cats making a splash this weekend and trading for the all-star defenseman who was taking two picks after Alexander Barkov back in 2013, Leroy.
Barkov was second?
Yes. There was a lot of talk that the Cats were going to take Seth Jones with that draft pick. They end up taking on Barkey, of course. Has had an incredible career for the Panthers. Bill Zito today is addressed the media and talked about how they think he's going to fit right in. Paul Maurice thinks that this is going to be something that goes smoothly for the Cats. But this is from Alexander Barkov, courtesy of Jameson Olive's Twitter. He says, he's not going to be a rental, that's for sure. He's here for a long time. That's awesome. He's one of the best defensemen in the world. Playing against him is always tough. He's good at both ends of the puck. To add a guy like that is unbelievable. The captain has spoken. Gotta tell you, you know, we sit here and we wait for the splashes, but, you know, from Pat Riley, who's just sitting here running it back every year, Bill Zito, this dude is taking some guts. Well, he is wheeling and dealing.
It's not for lack of trying.
Is it?
You don't think he's trying hard enough?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay. Well, I mean, what if he don't want to give up none of his young talent?
Well, Bozito just sent it packing. Be like, hey, Spencer, take that potential. Why don't you put it in this briefcase over here and hit the bricks, dude? We got an all-star.
Yeah, but that's different, though.
How?
Because you already have a Vezina-winning goalie. So you can buy yourself a couple of years with that. When you look at the Miami Heat, right, and look at some of the young talent that they would have to have, you would pretty much have to guarantee me a deep run. And I don't know that you could add anybody that would do that at this point in time. So my biggest complaint about the team is play your damn young guys.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you can't have it both ways. Like
right.
You can't sit here and talk about – oh, well, we're not there yet. But it's like, all right, well, when are you going to play the guys who aren't there yet? So maybe they'll be there.
Right. Because
– that's the frustrating thing of it.
If it takes, you know, 1,000 minutes to kind of find your groove, then it takes these young guys 3 years to get to that. And I'm like, okay, but that's kind of defeating the purpose of why you want to keep them.
By the way, I don't mean to take good karma credit or anything like that, but Mackie Samuskevich is killing it since he's been on the show.
Killing it.
He is killing it right now.
Killing it.
Sam-o. 7 o'clock puck drop tonight. The Cats also called up Chris Driga. The Driga Beaver is back, and he will back up Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky is in net tonight for the Lightning game. And, of course, also the big news is Matthew Tkachuk is on long-term IR with a groin injury. And that
go ahead, diminish it again.
I'm not diminishing it. I think what you're diminishing is opportunity. That's what you're diminishing.
No. My whole argument has been how you minimize this groin injury.
I'm not minimizing it.
Yes, you have been.
But by my count, the playoffs are not next week. I don't understand. I've never understood. We had a playoffs in 4 weeks.
You think you're minimizing it? Oh, guess what they did? They pulled the old Kucherov.
They did pull the Kucherov. So
basically, you're saying that, you know, they used it as a bit to get Seth Jones, and he's really not that hurt. That's kind of what you made it sound like.
No.
It is.
The Seth Jones, they pulled a great move where they traded. They made the Blackhawks take some dough. Okay, so the Blackhawks are picking up money on the deal. And then they traded Spencer Knight, whose deal is coming up next year. And then the Tkachuk deal happens, and you're like, 8.7 left after his 9.5 is already removed from the books, and he got 8.7 left. And I'm just saying, it's kind of interesting. It fits right in there with Baby Bro's deal, which runs for another 3 years. I don't know, dude. I'm just sitting there, and I'm looking at it and being like, And what if Brady just goes there and he goes to the Senators brass and he goes, just don't think I could be in a country that doesn't love me. They're like,
and they, you know what I'd be like? You love this 8.7, don't you? He'd be like, you know, Canada's not that bad.
I don't know. They boo my anthem.
The worst.
Am I, though, dude? What are you going to do if they make a splash? Are you going to apologize to me?
No, because one has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
How does it not, though? How does it not?
You're making it sound like the whole move with Tkachuk was to do this. And I'm saying, no, a groin is a lot more serious than you think.
Nobody's diminishing the seriousness of it. But if you get 2+ months off to heal, like, that should be enough time.
Should be. How many times have you been hurt?
A dead foot.
I told you, I came back with a knee. They said I had a sprained knee.
Yep.
And I limped the whole season. Like, it's not dude, all the core and stuff, all the muscles attached to that, it takes a lot of time. Think about this. Think of the simplest of things in hockey. Making a slap shot. You know how much of your groin you use and your hip flexors and all that. Dude, it's not.
Tkachuk is a deflecting master. He doesn't need to do the slap shot. He'll be right there tipping goals in.
Oh, but that still doesn't change the injury.
You want to know something, dude? Here's the truth of it. The only reason you're making it out to seem like he tore his ACL is because I want to have fun with the cap and you don't want me to have fun. That's the truth. That's the truth. You're the fun police.
Long before we even talked about this, we talked about the severity of this injury.
No.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Go ahead, fun police.
No, you are the fun police.
Go ahead.
I'm not diminishing it.
You're a diminisher.
Seems like a completely reasonable amount of time to recover from a groin strain.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
You know, it takes longer to recover from something when you use it all the time in what you have to do.
2 months?
Dude, he could go out there and skate one time to the left and be square one.
That's why we need a backup Tkachuk.
Does that mean nighttime activities are also put on hold?
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to sit in the sex swing. If he's horny, you know.
Dude.
Minus one.
You are impossible.
I'm just trying to limit movement for him. I don't know what the Tkachuks have going on in their bedroom.
Hey, yo.
You are the worst. I don't like you just go. That's my boy. Like, that's all you could do, because you're like, you're the only person that would take an injury and go, now we got 8.7 to go get somebody else. Like, you know how insensitive that sounds?
No, I don't think it sounds insensitive at all. That's a hockey thing. That's what they do.
Like,
Josh Hart says they're popping blue juice.
Yeah, instead of popping pills, they gotta pop blue chew. It's like, you know, painkillers.
Hey,
go from blue line to blue chew.
Oh my goodness! What?
Point for Tobin.
You're
plus, like, minus right now is like all over the place.
It's terrible. But here's the worst thing. You do this with every injury in every sport.
I don't think I do.
Really? We had two guys you said were beating science. One guy hasn't played, and one guy injured something else. Which, let me explain to you, sometimes when you come back from one injury, you put more pressure on another part of your body.
Not fair. He was injured by his own teammate. That's not fair.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't he wasn't compensating for anything.
Again, if your body can't support itself the way it should, that lends to other injuries.
Who can support Jordan Poyer torpedoing yourself into a knee?
All right.
Better hits on his teammates this year than the opposition, Jordan Poyer. What a mole.
Wasn't he one of your favorites a year ago?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. As soon as I saw him doing ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers, I'm like, this is going to be a little bit iffy. Covering himself in mud in Costa Rica.
Oh,
you all right? You all right now?
You are a piece of work. Who comes back first, Tkachuk or Carson Beck?
Tkachuk. I mean, Carson Beck doesn't have to be ready till August.
Well, according to you, Tkachuk doesn't have to be ready until playoffs.
Well, that's one of them. Yeah, I mean, otherwise we can't use the cast.
And then after all that time off, he's just going to pick up where he left off?
Dude, let me ask you something. Can I just ask you something, to be honest with you?
Yeah.
Are you rooting against the Panthers? Like, no. Do you not want the Panthers to load up for the playoffs with this cast space?
I do. That's not the conversation we've been
having. It kind of feels like it is. No, you think
the
that
whole conversation and the whole problem I've had is with you diminishing his groin injury.
My whole problem is you're sitting here being like, no, he's never coming back. You're calling Matthew.
I didn't
Chuck
say
off.
That.
He kind of does. You don't believe he's coming back.
I didn't say that.
You're writing off his career.
You're making an assumption that it's just the groin. They're just giving him extra time. And I'm like, no, dude.
Come on, dude.
But
this is the part where I want to pinch your cheeks because you're so adorable. It's like
you know nothing about injuries.
Tobin.
You know nothing about hockey chicanery.
That's a good counter.
I know about injuries,
though.
That's
a good counter. I'm not going to lie. That was a good counter. But Tobin, I have a question
for you. Now all of a sudden, wait. Here's the incredible thing, Vlad. Here is the icing on the bundt cake. You ready for this?
I love bundt
cake. If I would have asked the guy about hockey chicanery, he would have got mad at me.
That's a
for
fact.
Asking him hockey
that
questions.
That is why you always ask me hockey
now, all of
questions.
You're acting like an expert.
That is a point for Leroy.
I'm not acting
point
like an expert. But nobody is worried that Tkachuk's not coming back. You're the only guy.
No. You get so mad when I ask you hockey questions.
Came prepared today. So now all of a sudden you're upset. Now you don't see. This is your problem. You don't like. No. I just want to be clear. So now that I have answers, now you don't like the answers. So you just swerve. So maybe I shouldn't prepare. Because if I do have some stuff on it. I'm prepared, dude. All of a sudden, you don't like the answers because it may involve a Tkachuk conspiracy. Well, we're gonna have both Tkachuks, and all of a sudden you're like, no. He's never coming back.
I didn't say that.
My question.
That's what you're acting like.
No, I'm not. I'm acting like. This is more serious than you think it is.
It's only serious because the other alternative is Tobin's conspiracy works out. And then that means you have to be like, you were kind of onto it there, Tobes.
Conspiracy. You see, you even said it right there. Why do you fight facts?
I'm not fighting facts. You guys are the ones fighting facts.
You're unbelievable lawyer. You're an unbelievable lawyer because you fight. Somebody can give you the facts. Give you that. Listen, this man has a groin injury that going to keep him out for an extended period of time. Right. Your definition of extended period of time? Nothing. He'll be back in 3 weeks. Oh, he'll be back by the playoffs. No, Tovin.
Okay.
He's going to be out for a while.
Here is yeah, you want to know why? Because the Cats are going to use his munion to go get some more players, so we're loaded up for the clap run.
You think
so? It has nothing to do with the fact that he might be hurt.
Right. That's my
point. Sure, he is hurt
severely.
But when one door closed, not severely.
No, dude, and that's what I'm trying to tell you.
I would say he's
a groin is a serious thing.
Serious and severely is different. It's a different leap, though. Serious is true. They're going to take time to take care of it. Severe, that means he ain't coming back. So there's a leap between I'm not willing to go with you two, where it's like,
even in hockey terms, when they say, oh, he's going to be out for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. That right there should tell you.
But let me give it to you in hockey terms. This is not a 2-minute minor. This is a 5-minute major.
Yeah, but it's also like where you both got penalized, and now we get to just keep going on. See, let me just so we can catch up on everybody. Bill Zito on Matthew Tkachuk going on long-term IR. What it means going forward from David Dvorak. I don't know what it necessarily says. I don't know that it necessarily says anything other than we have cap space. Matthew is going to be out an extended period of time, and we hope to get him back for the playoffs. Wink.
There's no wink.
You know what? It is nearly impossible to have a grown-up conversation with you when every time, like, you read the quote and then add cheese to it.
I'll put the quote. I'll get the tweet for you.
Look, he texts
us.
Where's
the wink?
He texts us the message, right?
Yeah.
In the group text. Let me peel the curtains a little back. All right. Pull the curtains a little back. He goes and says, "Oh, they must have taken. They didn't put the wink." They must have replaced it with the ka-ching sound. The ching-ching sound. Wait,
he's
what?
Very excited.
No, it's just a regular text, a regular tweet that Jameson put.
I know, but Jameson didn't put the part about cap space, which is like interesting. Like, why? And I'm not accusing Jameson of doing cover up because he writes for the Panthers website, but it would seem to me if you worked for the Panthers, you wouldn't want everybody to know you're pulling the Kuchar off. But David Dvorak, who is an unbiased journalist, he puts the cap space part, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that wasn't there with the initial quote. So that's why I was
the website.
That's why I was saying that
the website scrubbed the most important part. It wasn't a wink.
Exactly.
It was ching-ching.
Exactly.
They didn't scrub nothing.
I'm telling you, I think they scrubbed it,
Toby,
because they dude, you wouldn't want people to know that you're about to foist the league with getting another Tkachuk. Nobody wants to know that because there's going to be a lot. Dude, people already hate the Panthers. Okay, they already hate the Panthers. If you add now more angst to that, then all of a sudden, what do we have? But here, look, I'm not a liar, okay? I'm going to put the quote up here for you guys.
Hold on.
What?
I'm familiar with your work.
Yeah.
Did you doctor it?
No. This is direct from David Dvorak's Twitter.
Why don't I believe you?
Look.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay, so where's the ka-ching?
No, I said the wink.
Where's the wink?
Look, quote, I don't know that it necessarily says anything other than we have cap space. Matthew is going to be out for an extended period of time, and we hope to get him back for the playoffs. Wink emoji.
You!
He edited that. Look at how he edited.
Oh, God.
Minus one.
For lying! You're such a damn liar!
What?
You're horrible.
Why, Tobin, why do you only use the facts of any story to make your minus one for taking liberties?
Minus one.
The Tobinisms.
And then you know what his reply is when I tell him, dude, a groin injury is a serious matter, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to have a little fun, baby. We're going to have no fun. No, he's not going to have any fun.
Dude, there'll be reports of Tkachuk at Elbow Room tonight.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with being able to skate?
It means he's going to be fine, dude. He's going to be fine. We're going to get his brother down here. It's going to be a great time.
You said that about Bradley Chubb.
Who?
Exactly. he never played at all last season.
Yeah, but Bradley Chubb had nothing to come back for, you know? Jalen Phillips did beat science. You got to admit, I got that one right. Temporary. He just got taken out by friendly fire.
I did ask him that.
Yep.
Dude, sometimes it is nearly impossible to have an adult conversation with you.
Thank you.
Does your wife, when she talks to you and Tommy, does she try to figure out who's the old?
She does. No. I can already. No, I already know that it's an uphill battle. Because now he has a youngling that he's teaching the ways of the Jedi with. And so his son
young is Padawan.
The same crap. Right.
Dade Sal says, this is why America has lost trust in the media.
Right. You. Yes. You.
Take a break. Back after this. Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. Hear the screams from everywhere. Yeah. I'm addicted to the. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hey, guys, up until 2. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
You sure can. It was a little chilly this morning. Not really. Just a nice, cool breeze. Winds are coming out of... Hold on one second. Looking for some cloud movement. Looks like they're coming out of the east. Southeast. Or just maybe out of the east. At about 5 to 10 miles an hour. And the temperature is about 75, 80 degrees. Not partly cloudy, maybe a slight chance of rain, but it doesn't look like it.
Wow. How about that, dude? He's always nailing it on that weather. Leroy over at the Windowplex, brought to you by DeMesmin and Dover.
What did you say? What did he say? What was the number that you said temperature-wise?
75 to 80.
77. This guy's good.
Right there.
He's good. He's good.
He's good. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
You know, I was okay until I heard you take liberties.
Oh,
this whole morning.
My God.
Yeah, I just think everybody's panicking. I mean, Bill Zito has a plan. I guess the problem I have, J-Fig, is Cats Nation has forgotten that Bill Zito's got a plan. And everybody doesn't seem to realize that. They're all panicking because they think Kachuk is done and Kachuk's not coming back.
That's not what I said.
Then what are you saying exactly? Groins are no joke?
I'm saying that you just dismiss it as though they're doing this for cap room when I would be willing to bet they'd rather have Matthew Kachuk on the ice. And his groin is bad enough that they have extended the IR and have said he's going to be out for an extended period of time. And you still just say, oh, it's just a bit.
I think it's a bit. Sorry. Okay. Don't buy it.
Okay. All right.
Don't buy it. Sorry, dude. All right. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to be, be a worrywart. In Bill Zito,
I'm not worried about it. And I trust Bill Zito. The whole argument was how you just brushed this injury off is no.
I didn't brush it aside, Leroy.
You did.
Leroy, did we not just see at the Four Nations Cup Matthew Kachuk try and skate and it went poorly? Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. But and however, there was also a moment of goosies, and that was the Kachuks finally got a taste of playing with one another on the ice. Okay.
Yeah.
Bill Zito was part of the Team USA staff. I have seen this movie before. It was called The Heat Big Three, where it all started off at the Olympics, and then one day or another, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James were on the same team together. Nick Harrison was the manager of that team. So all I'm saying is history repeats itself, and I think this is all a ploy to get Brady Kachuk on the Cats. You made a bad situation into a good one, you being the Cats, because now the window has opened and the Kachuks realize, well, I'm going to be out a month anyway. I could be back a month or I take an extra month, we're going to make the playoffs no matter what.
I'm saying that you are taking liberties with saying when he would be able to return.
Yeah, I will admit to taking liberties, but I think I think they're fair liberties. You're making it CC. You think I'm just swinging blind here, and I'm not.
I understand how serious groin injuries can be.
Sure.
You don't. And that's the whole point that you're still, no matter how much you talk about this injury, you say it's a bigger plan behind this injury as to why they're doing things. And I'm saying it probably has more to do with the fact that a groin is a really hard thing to come back from when you skate.
Bill Zito mentioned the cap space before Matthew's return only confirms what I think, which is the man's got a plan. He's going to take this. And look, it's not like other teams haven't done it before.
I'm not saying that that's not true. But I'm saying you're making it sound like they're using this injury to have that situation. And I'm telling you,
no. You mean you think I mean hockey's going to hockey?
Now all of a sudden you're a hockey expert? I'm telling you, you're so boxed in, dude. If I ask you a hockey question, you give me that comment that you give me ever again, then I don't want to hear it.
I don't understand what you're lashing out about. So you're a hockey savant, you know all about the inner workings of hockey. You either need to make up your mind. You're either happy that I give you hockey information or you're not. Make up your mind.
Wait a minute. You're the one said, don't ask me about hockey. I hate when you ask me that. Call David Dwork. Don't ask me. And now all of a sudden you're giving me information about hockey.
And now you don't want it? And now you don't want it, though.
Because I don't want it.
Okay.
Because it also comes to your ulterior motive is that I want Brady Tkachuk. So your story's going to fit you wanting Brady Tkachuk.
I don't think I want Brady Tkachuk. I think Bill Zito and Matthew Tkachuk want Brady Tkachuk. I think Vinny Viola wants Brady Tkachuk. I think they want to save him from Canada because Canada's booing him. And I think they want to swarm in like a bald eagle, take their talons, and bring him to Sunrise. That's what I think.
I think that you're a phony.
Okay.
Because your hockey.
Please don't say things you can't take back.
Your hockey rule.
That's where you draw that line.
Don't say things you can't take
your
back.
Your hockey minus knowledge one. Is only surrounded by the things you want to happen.
Yeah, so?
That's not even in hockey. Mean, that's everywhere. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's
it doesn't mean you know hockey.
That's not an exclusive.
I give you hockey information. I'm not claiming to know hockey, but what I am claiming is I finally give you a hockey answer, and you're like, no, groin injuries are serious. You're a curmudgeon. Bam was right.
See, now he's going to his
cherry on top.
Yeah, he's going to his go-to moves.
Everywhere around the world. So, we're going
what happens to get if Brady Tkachuk doesn't play anymore this year?
Oh, that's a bummer. Good thing we're going to have another Tkachuk.
And what are you going to say to me?
I'll say you're right. If he doesn't come back this year, I'll say you're right.
Or if he comes back after the first round.
Whoa. Like, Leroy. No, Leroy, you are talking with the samurai of words.
Yeah.
This season. Don't say this year. This season, meaning 24-25. Because if you say this year and he doesn't come back for the 24-25 season, but he begins the 25 season, he could be like, I was right.
I'm not doing semantics. I think he'll be back for the playoffs. I think I know what this is.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
If he's going to be back for the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
then that means that this groin injury is a little more substantial than you think. Or are you saying they're just holding him back for the money?
I think that the groin injury is a real thing. But my read of it is, okay, should Matthew Tkachuk be back for April? Or could be back for April 20th when the playoffs start. Be like, we can get a $9 million player? Take time, Matthew.
All right.
We'll mix things up on the other side, including just an embarrassing mistake. That's next. All right, welcome back, everybody, and welcome to the mix bag. So, Leroy, are you familiar with Terron Armstead?
Yes, I am.
Terron Armstead is still a Miami Dolphin. Mm-hmm. He just reduced his salary. He's still trying. He reduced his salary all the way down to the minimum. And is deciding whether or not he wants to play. We'll see. I don't know. But don't tell that to one Colin Cowherd, who thought that the entire time Terron Armstead was on there, it appears Colin Cowherd appears to be of the opinion that Terron Armstead is a free agent and didn't believe that he was a Miami Dolphin. Very strange. Let's see.
You've made your money. You can retire today.
Yeah.
But you play outside of quarterback, the most important position in the sport. If a good team called you up and said, dude, 2 years, would you go play?
I'm on a good team, so no.
So you're not going to play?
I'm on a good team already.
Well, I know, but yeah. I mean.
So nobody else can call me.
This is it.
Dolphins only, yeah.
And that's it?
That's it.
But you're kind of pausing.
I'm not. I think it's natural pauses in a conversation, you know what I mean?
That's funny.
He took an
edible. Am I the only one that's uncomfortable?
He took an edible. Well, he took an edible.
He's doing the reporter thing.
No, right? Leroy. He got caught. He messed up, got caught, and then tried to cover it up. He didn't realize, he didn't do the research that he thought Terron Armstead was a free agent, and he's not.
He signed with the Dolphins. He's a free agent. He's like,
and he's like, you mean like that's it? No, like, don't you hear me? Like, Teron's like, are you not hearing me? I am with the team.
Teron's here.
The other thing is that in order to redo your contract, you technically become a free agent.
Right.
So you have to be cut. So it's not like you just go and say, no, you have to sign a new contract. So that period of time, if he hasn't signed a new contract yet.
But he obviously has no intention of going anywhere else.
He has no intention. But anytime there's a salary adjustment, you technically become a free agent.
Do you think that Colin Cowherd knows that? Or do you think that he thinks that he didn't know that he was a Miami Dolphin?
He thought he was a free agent.
You can retire today.
Yeah.
But you play outside of quarterback, the most important position in the sport. If a good team called you up and said, dude, 2 years, would you go play?
I'm on a good team, so no.
So you're not going to play?
I'm on a good team already.
Well, I know, but yeah. I mean.
So nobody else can call me.
This is it.
Dolphins only, yeah.
And that's it?
That's it.
But you're kind of pausing.
I'm not. I think it's natural pauses in a conversation. You know what I mean? Hey,
that's funny.
So he tried to, you know what he is? That right there, Colin Cowherd pulled a toga.
What?
He tried to backtrack, samurai sword his way out of the conversation.
And couldn't.
That he just misread.
That's what he is. Terron's trying so hard to be polite. He was like.
Terron's trying to be polite.
I was
so like, awkward. No, I'm a Dolphin, dude. So if nobody calls, they can't call.
I bet you somebody was.
That means don't call me.
Someone was in his earpiece telling him. You're wrong.
No,
you're pausing. He goes, right. Because I'm flummoxed.
Look, exactly.
You don't know who I play for.
Exactly what Tobin would do. See how he laughed it off. Shh-ching!
I don't appreciate that.
All right, but
I don't appreciate that.
Let me pull a Tobin conspiracy.
No, hell, he don't need help.
What if Colin was doing research for maybe a friend, a general manager that he talks to, because he always mentions that on his show. I was talking to an NFL, you know, friend of mine, it's a guy in a front office or a general manager, maybe a team
that he knows, like Terron really wants to go to an actual contender,
or maybe an actual contender who needs an offensive line, because everybody needs offensive line, but they know that Terron is in Miami, but they might not think Miami's than this team, so they might want to get Teron on the cheap ski.
If it wasn't Colin Cowherd, I'd give you the benefit of the doubt, but I think you're
problem.
Right.
Here's the problem. The problem with all this is, who's going to actually sign up for 12 to 14 games?
The Kansas City Chiefs would sign Teron Armstead in a heartbeat if they can. If they know they can get him for 12 to 14 games and then rest him and make sure that he's healthy for the playoffs.
Well, I definitely could see Teron Armstead like pulling the move too. Like if he wasn't under contract with the Dolphins, like just parachuting in the middle of the season too. Like nobody's been able to be an expert at playing without practicing than him.
Right.
But I don't know. He seems to be pretty set. Like he's either going to retire or he wants to be with the Dolphins. He does seem to like being on the Dolphins.
Yeah. And then also, like, I don't know how many different ways you could say it, you know, and Colin's going at him like, but that's not what you mean. Mm-hmm. But what if
you paused? You paused.
I'm telling you, he's doing recon for another team. He's doing recon for another team.
But the thing is also, like, if you're Teron Armstead, like, how many teams like know how to deal with you the way that the Dolphins have?
One of the things about this whole situation is that he's in a place now that truly understands his situation. Right? If you go somewhere else and they give you some money, it's probably going to be a team that really needs you. They ain't got no time for that foolishness. They trying to get it. So you think if Kansas City signed him, they're going to be willing to play the games that or do the maintenance plan that the Dolphins are doing?
For another Super Bowl? You damn well they are. They saw what happened to them on that Sunday in February.
That was up the middle, though, dude.
That was everywhere. They were coming from the sides, too. Okay?
Yeah.
Pause.
305 says, what a bozo move by Cowherd. Didn't even study his guest. Tobin would never. I would never.
That's a big old move.
I love the way that's where you separate you from Colin Cowherd.
What?
Right? Keep in mind, your idol is Skip Bayless.
That's a strong word. He did
really?
He did send me a very nice message, though.
You left me hanging to go say hi.
Go to golf,
y'all
dude.
Y'all ate crab together. You guys ate steak together.
Steaks.
And you left.
Wait, you ate steaks with Skip?
No, I didn't see it.
I was about to say.
That would be lovely
if he didn't want to do that. Oh, that's wrong.
If he did want to do that.
Mm-mm.
You can retire today, but you play outside of quarterback, the most important position in the sport. If a good team called you up and said, dude, 2 years, would you go play?
I'm on a good team, so no.
So you're not going to play?
I'm on a good team already.
Well, I know, but I mean...
No, you don't know.
So nobody else can call.
Stop the tape right now. Stop the tape right now. -100 to Colin Cowherd. What is that big emblem in the back of Teron Armstead?
Right.
Is it a green screen like there? Maybe he's only seeing green? I don't know.
The big emblem right behind
him. Well, I know, but I mean.
So nobody else can call me.
This is it.
Dolphins only,
And that's it.
That's it.
But you're kind of pausing.
I'm not. I think it's natural pauses in a conversation. You know what I mean?
See, the thing where I know,
and then he goes over the top laughing.
Yeah, you're so funny.
Yeah, he pulled the Jimmy. He pulled the Jimmy Fallon. You know when Fallon
he was doing the laugh. When Teron really hits him with the last, I'm not. But right. I'm not pausing.
That was awkward.
I'm like,
also -100 for him for having the microphone pointed at his cheek the entire time. That's bothering me.
Yeah, we might need to make a -100 for like people outside
a super minus.
Yeah, like a super minus, like a -10 or when you just look bad.
It'd only be for Tobin who goes. Like you'd be the first one that used the turbo -1.
We could probably make a -1 with just a bunch of echoes. The bomb and whatnot.
Or -1.
Yeah, something like that. I like that.
We'll get in the lab on that. That is the mixed bag. We'll take a break here on the show. But before that, if you guys want to come to our event, Buckets and Bets, it's going to be going down at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino March 20th through the 23rd. Experience every upset, buzzer beater, and heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, we are transforming the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. You guys can immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. You guys can get VIP ticket packages available at Ticketmaster.com. But right now, caller number 5 to 305-567-0560. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560 is going to win a pair of tickets to Buckets and Bets. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Caller 5 right now to 305-567-0560. We'll win the tickets. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.